I have a track here. I have two plugins on this track. So I have Rate Control MIDI and your Yamaha plugin. You need the Rate Control MIDI to be in the track input effects chain. And what that basically means is this would be the first effect that Reaper will pass the MIDI or audio data through. And the way you go about doing that is you need to hit Shift F10 or Applications key, whichever one you have, to activate the context menu for the track.
Context menu.
And then you arrow up.
Track input FX chain.
So once you find that, you can just hit enter.
Scanning the at tree view. Kakos 10 of 11 level 1.
Going to this folder, the Kakos folder.
Lit combo box collapsed.
And then just typing MIDI.
VST colon. REA control MIDI left paren. Kakos right paren.
And then you would just hit enter on that.
List 1 list. VST colon. REA control MIDI left paren. Kakos right paren.
Okay, so now that I have my rate control MIDI, I'm going to tab.
Edit multi, 0%, property pick, UI button, bank slash program select grouping, enable checkbox checked.
I'm going to tab until I find this checkbox, and then I have to check it.
Checked.
Equals or dash to check and uncheck a checkbox. And then from here, it will make visible other parameters. So I'm going to tab.
Bank colon, edit selected 0, program colon. Load file button.
And this is the button you would use. Hit shift space.
Pressed. Load MIDI instrument bank slash program definition file colon. Dialog file name colon.
And here we're going to load our MIDI bank definition file. You just hit G until you hear this.
GM.reabank 10 of 10.
GM.reabank, and that's the file we need. So we hit enter on this.
FX colon. Track 2 left paren.
And then from here, go back to the bank combo box.
At bank colon. Combo box general MIDI collapsed.
You need to have it set to this general MIDI.
General MIDI bank 9.
That's the one that I landed on by default, and that gives you nothing. But if you were to just hit home.
General MIDI.
Or go back up to you find general MIDI, tab.
At program colon. Combo box acoustic grand piano collapsed.
And then the program slider, you would go in here and then you hit up and down arrow to change the preset that you want to use through Yamaha.
Right, acoustic piano, electric grand, honky dad, electric beat.
And then it should play. So those are the basic steps to get your MIDI bank files. So basically, you first go find Rate Control MIDI in the track input effects chain, enable bank slash programs checkbox, make sure it's toggled on, load the file. It's already going to drop you in the datas folders by default. So all you would have to do is just hit G into your gm.reabank, hit enter on that. And then you would just go back to the bank combo box, go up until you find general MIDI. And then at that point, you would have all the presets in the programs combo box for acoustic piano and such and such. These MIDI bank files are stored in the data folder within Reaper in the roaming window. So if you're in Windows and you want to find where the MIDI bank files are stored, you just hit Windows R, type percent app data percent, and it will drop you into the roaming window. You just hit R until you find Reaper, hit enter on that, hit D until you find the data folder, and then that's where all the MIDI bank files are stored. I just kind of say that more so just for reference as to, like, you're wondering, where the heck are these files? Hope that helps.